when President Monson asked those new members to come up and take their places on the stand. I remember vividly in April of 1970, when I was called to be an assistant to the Quorum of the Twelve, which was a surprise to me. I'd only known about it for just a few hours. And as I came up over in the old tabernacle and sat in one of those red seats over there, not the 12, but these were assistants to the 12. The choir started to sing, "O Divine Redeemer," in that pleading song with that wonderful melody, in asking for the Savior to accept me as I am and remember not my failures or my shortcomings or my sins. But what a wonderful day that was. I only that flashed through my mind as President Monson made that invitation today. I'm honored to be here this afternoon to spend a few moments with all of you and to bear to you my witness and my testimony and my feelings regarding this wonderful work. I told Brother Maxwell I would come up here without my cane. He had it ready for me. And I said, no, I can have it. I can get by without it. I'll show you I have the faith that it will happen. And so as we get old and the years roll on, I am honored to have this opportunity and to have the ability and the desire to stand and to witness to you the blessings of the gospel that have come into my life during these past many years. I don't know if I'm the oldest one in this great hall today, but I am now in my 97th year. And as when it was announced this morning that this was the 172nd annual semi-annual conference of the church, I thought some people in their younger years could look upon 172. What a long, long time. Just imagine, 100 years. And so I would just remind you that on the 100th anniversary of the church, at that time, Ruby and I were married in 1930. That would be the 100th anniversary of the church. And then this is the 172nd anniversary, and we have been married 72 years. And so I'm only mentioning that to you so you mathematicians can remember 172. It comes pretty easily. I wish at this time to pay tribute and gratitude to my Heavenly Father for the blessings I've received all the years of my life, for having been born of goodly parents and raised in a goodly home and to have associated with good people and to have, as we have moved around the country and in all of the activities we've been involved in, to have been associated with good people who influence your life and help in molding your own personality and the character you have, and helping you to mingle out in society with people and live the way that you should live, and for have those blessings in your own heart and soul that helps you carry on some worthwhile enterprises or operations to help you in associating with people to lift them onto a higher plane. And so I'm grateful to my Heavenly Father for the blessings that I have had as I bear witness of Him, that I know that He is our Father and that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of a living God, he the Creator, and he, the Savior of all of mankind. And for that majestic role that he has played in the creation and in the establishing of the gospel upon the earth, and for the opportunity that brings to mankind to hear, if they will listen, to hear and to understand and to have the blessings of heaven if they merit them, and to live in such a way that that becomes a great part of their life. And for the gratitude I have of my ancestors who joined the church back in the early days of the church and moved from upper state New York into Nauvoo, joining with the saints in Nauvoo, being involved with the Nauvoo Temple, and then the exodus, of course, across into the winning of the West. For all of these blessings, I'm grateful on this day, as I would want to pronounce them to you. And then to mention President Hinckley in that outstanding talk that he gave to us this morning in giving us an overview of the recent years, but particularly the overview of the events of Nauvoo and of the building of that majestic temple and all that has taken place there, which was been a blessing to the world and to mankind. But I want President Hinckley to know that I have watched carefully since he was called to be an additional counselor to President Kimball, as he has assumed his role in the presidency, but how he has grown and matured and been inspired and directed in carrying out the activities that we have been witness to. And many of us have played some small role in the vision that he had of the growth that has happened in the church recently, of the building of the temples where we now have 114 operating. All of these things that have, as I have watched it, has been the result of the inspired direction of President Hinckley. Bless his heart for what he has done in helping the church to expand and for the image to grow and improve throughout the world, and that the stature that we have today in the church. But for his leadership, we are so grateful for what he has done. The Savior entered a village, as recorded in Luke, one day, where there were 10 lepers. Now, those of us who have grown up in the last few years and mankind know very little about lepers, but that was that terrible, terrible, dreaded disease anciently. There were 10 lepers, and they came to the Savior and said, "Master, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us," with that terrible ailment of leprosy. And he said to the 10 lepers, "Go to thy priests. Go visit your priests, and they'll take care of you." Which they did. They went to see their priests. And they were cleansed, 10 of them. And then a short time later, one of them returned to the Savior and fell on his face and his hands and his knees in thanking the Savior for blessing him and to making him well from that terrible disease. And the Savior said to that one man, "Weren't there 10? What has happened to the other 9? Where are they?" As I've read that story again and again, it's made a great impression upon me. How would you like to be part of the Nine Society? Wouldn't that be something to belong to? To be numbered among the among those who fail to return and acknowledge the Savior the great blessings that he had given them. Only one returned. It's so easy in life for us to receive blessings, many of them almost uncounted, and have things happen in our lives that can help change our lives, improve our lives, but bring the spirit of the gospel into our lives. But we sort of take it as granted. But how grateful we should be for the blessings that the gospel of Jesus Christ brings into our hearts and souls. And I would remind all of you that if we're ever going to show gratitude and do it properly to our Heavenly Father, we would do it with all of our heart, might, mind, and strength, because it was He who gave us life and gave us the breath to breathe and to live, and to give us the opportunity to live as we are, to have the gospel in our lives, have the example of good people like President Hinckley leading the church out throughout the world today, and having that opportunity for young people to look to him with pride and gratitude for having a leader who looks and acts the part and in reality is the part in demonstrating what the Spirit of Christ can bring into our heart and soul. And as that is magnified and developed and expanded, how that can bless our hearts and our minds and our souls to where we might continue to carry on and do those things that we would be asked to do. We have our family scattered out in at least 20 locations in the United States and some in England. And I have suggested to them that when they have an opportunity to sustain the general authorities, particularly President Hinckley and his counselors, that they ought to stand at the radio or wherever it might be, where they would be hearing it, and with enthusiasm raise their little hands and say, "I'm part of sustaining the leadership of the church." I had in my mind's eye today, as we were raising our hands, some little youngsters probably raising their hands around in various parts of the world, or in locations wherever it might have been, as part of our posterity. Children that we love and adore, and hope that we will implant in them along with the Spirit of the Lord a desire to learn and know and to live and to be part of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to have the opportunity to have that growth and development and character building, and to be able to reach out and to help change and raise the hearts of other people. God lives. He is our Father. I know that, as I testify to you, and that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the prophet Joseph Smith was the prophet of the restoration. And that President Hinckley today is our inspired leader over this church throughout the world. Bless his heart for all that he does, and for what the inspiration and revelation and vision that is his as he leads the work forward. I leave you my love and witness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.